Hi, my name is Eileen, and I'll be reading from the Charlestown Patriot Bridge, February 19th, 2026. News: Jerry Brown in the Thousand Point Club by Patriot Bridge staff. Coaches and teammates of Jerry Brown of Charlestown High School gathered to celebrate him reaching 1,000 points on Sunday, February 15th, at a game with Beverly played at Emmanuel College. As we go to press this week, the Townies are 13-6 and will be in the City League playoff at midweek. MBTA announces March service changes by Patriot Bridge staff, special to the Sun. The MBTA has announced service changes in March on the Orange, Fitchburg, Haverhill, Lowell, and Newburyport-Rockport lines. The MBTA is also reminding riders of rescheduled red line work taking place the weekend of February 21st through February 22nd. Riders can find more information on service changes through in-station signage, in-station public announcements, and MBTA.com planned work. Transit ambassadors and MBTA staff will be available on site to offer information and assistance during these service changes. Riders are encouraged to subscribe to T-Alerts or to follow the MBTA on X at MBTA, at MBTA underscore CR, and at MBTA underscore CR underscore alerts for up-to-date service information. On the red line, as previously announced and as a reminder, the MBTA rescheduled signal upgrade and modernization work of the red line. By upgrading and modernizing its signals, the MBTA will significantly increase operational efficiency and improve scheduling reliability for riders. To accomplish this work, the following service suspension will take place on February 21st through the 22nd. Red line service will be suspended between Broadway and Ashmont. Free and accessible shuttle buses will operate to all stations between Broadway, JFK, UMass, and Ashmont. Regular train service will operate between JFK, UMass, and Braintree. There will be free fares with the fare gates open at Broadway and JFK, UMass. Riders are encouraged to use the Fall River, New Bedford, Kingston, and Greenbush Old Colony Commuter Rail lines for fare-free service between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. Commuter rail schedules are available at mbta.com/cr. Accessible van service will be available between Broadway and Ashmont. Accessible vans can be requested by MBTA personnel or by a station call box. Riders using shuttle buses should budget ample extra travel time. For example, a rider traveling to Downtown Crossing from Ashmont should budget at least an additional 40 minutes of travel in additional to their regular commute. On the Orange Line, as previously announced, MBTA will continue signal upgrade and modernization work in March on the Orange Line. By upgrading and modernizing its signals, the MBTA will significantly increase operational efficiency and improve scheduling reliability for riders. To accomplish this work, the following service suspensions will take place. Orange Line service will be suspended between Back Bay and Forest Hills for 9 days, February 28th through March 8th. Free and accessible shuttle buses will make stops between Back Bay and Forest Hills. Riders are also encouraged to consider the commuter rail for fare-free service between Forest Hill, Ruggles, Back Bay, and South Station. The trip between Forest Hills and Back Bay on the commuter rail is approximately 10 minutes. Riders using shuttle bus service should budget ample time for travel. For example, a rider traveling to downtown Boston from Forest Hill should budget at least an additional 30 minutes of travel in addition to their regular commute. On the Fitchburg, Haverhill, Lowell, and Newburyport-Rockport lines, the MBTA will perform work during select weekends in March as part of the North Station Terminal Area Signal System Improvement Project that affects all North Side commuter rails. The project is replacing the obsolete signal system that controls the movement of MBTA commuter rail and Amtrak trains in and out of North Station. With a new state-of-the-art microprocessor system that requires less maintenance and reduces failures and train delays, the area where work is taking place is a complex network of tracks and switches that connect the station tracks of North Station, five major commuter rail lines, and the Boston Engine Terminal, where trains are stored and maintained. To accomplish this work, the following service suspensions will take place during the weekends of February 21st, 22nd, February 28th through March 1st, March 7th through March 8th, March 21st through the 22nd, and March 28th through the 29th. Fitchburg Line service will be suspended between North Station and Porter. Passengers can instead utilize the Red Line subway service to and from Porter for alternate connections. Riders traveling to from North Station should budget extra travel time. For example, a rider traveling to North Station from Porter should budget at least 20 minutes of travel in addition to their regular trip time. Haverhill Line service will be suspended between North Station and Oak Grove. Passengers can instead utilize Orange Line subway service as an alternative between each station. Riders using the Orange Line should budget extra travel time. For example, a rider traveling to North Station from Oak Grove should budget at least 10 minutes of travel in addition to their regular trip time. Lowell Line service will be suspended between North Station and Anderson-Woburn. Free and accessible local shuttle buses will operate between each station. Free and accessible express shuttle buses will operate directly between North Station and Anderson-Woburn. Regular commuter rail fares should be purchased for service beyond Anderson-Woburn. Riders using the shuttle buses should budget extra travel time. For example, a rider traveling to North Station from Anderson-Woburn should budget up to 15 minutes additional travel on the express shuttle and up to 40 minutes additional travel on the local shuttle. Newburyport-Rockport line service will be suspended between North Station and Swampscott. Free and accessible local shuttle buses will operate between each station. Free and accessible express shuttle buses will operate directly between North Station and Swampscott. Regular commuter rail fares should be purchased for service beyond Swampscott. Riders using shuttle buses should budget extra travel time. For example, a rider traveling to North Station from Swampscott should budget up to 40 minutes additional travel on the express shuttle and up to 70 minutes additional travel on the local shuttle. Note, the last outbound trip of the night will also serve Salem and Beverly Depot. There will be no train connections at Beverly Depot. A dedicated diversion schedule is available on MBTA.com/CR. The MBTA previously announced service changes in February. For more information, visit MBTA.com/planned work or connect with the T on X at MBTA and at MBTA_CR. Facebook/TheMBTA. Instagram at the MBTA. Threads at TheMBTA or TikTok at TheMBTA. DiDomenico colleagues act to strengthen consumer protections by Patriot Bridge staff, February 19th, special to the bridge. Last week, Senator DiDomenico and his colleagues in the Massachusetts Senate took action to give everyone a fair shot at access to housing and expanding the state's car buyer protection law for people who buy new and used vehicles. The two bills they acted upon, S-2947 and S-2945, were passed unanimously, demonstrating the urgent need for those commonplace policies. I'm proud to work alongside my colleagues to strengthen consumer protections so we can provide our residents extra peace of mind when finding a new home or purchasing a car, said Senator DiDomenico. Housing and transportation are essential needs for consumers across our state, and these bills will go a long way towards eliminating discrimination from the housing industry and significantly reducing financial risks during the car buying process. Car buyer protections. Lengthening the state's Lemon Law timeline, customers who purchase a new or used vehicle would have 7 days after receiving delivery of the auto to void the sale if the vehicle fails to pass inspection. The bill DiDomenico and his colleagues passed would also boost the maximum mileage for used vehicle warranties by 50,000 miles up to 175,000 miles, protecting drivers who buy older and more affordable cars. Guarding consumers from the effects of fraud, the legislation doubles up to $50,000. The surety bond that used car dealers are required to post to receive their license. The bond is held for the benefit of any buyers who experience fraud. S-2945, an act of modernizing protections for consumers in automobile transaction, also supports people who choose to lease their car by giving lessees a 21-day grace period to catch up on their payments before their car is repossessed. Housing protections. Illegal discrimination continues to hamper many home buyers and renters' ability to find a home. One of the bills DiDomenico and his colleagues passed, S-2947, an act regarding fair housing practices in the Commonwealth, takes aim at discrimination in the housing market by mandating fair housing training for all real estate agents and strengthening state enforcement of fair housing law. In a 2020 study by the Boston Foundation and Suffolk University, researchers found that 71% of black participants faced housing discrimination and were 30% more likely to be ghosted by real estate agents. The same study found that renters of all backgrounds with housing vouchers were highly likely to be prevented from even seeing apartments. The legislation would toughen penalties for second offense fair housing law violations, increasing a current 90-day license suspension to 180 days. Violations include discrimination against potential renters or buyers based on characteristics such as their color, ancestry, marital status, or use of housing voucher. In cases where violations occur, the bill bridges an existing gap in the license suspension process by allowing the Attorney General and fair housing agencies to directly refer findings of violations to the Board of Registration of Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons. Under the bill, applicants for a real estate license would, as part of their broader educational requirements, receive 4 hours of classroom instruction on fair housing law, and current real estate agents would receive 2 hours of instruction as part of their license renewal process. The training would help agents avoid discrimination against potential buyers or renters based on demographics like race, national origin, religion, disability, or age, all of which is illegal under the state and federal law. CNC meeting dates. CNC General Meeting, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026, 7 p.m., Knights of Columbus. The Charlestown Neighborhood Council will hold an in-person public meeting on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus, located at 545 Medford Street, Charlestown. The agenda will include an update from Representative Dan Ryan. Please bring your questions and neighborhood concerns to the meeting or email us at cnc02129@gmail.com. Flynn files legislation to improve pedestrian safety. Patriot Bridge Staff by Dan Murphy. District 2 City Councilor Ed Flynn filed four pieces of legislation last week that intend to improve pedestrian safety in Boston. Councillor Flynn's filings included an amended ordinance to effectively ban mopeds and e-bikes from third-party food delivery services, as well as a new ordinance regulating all e-bikes in the city. He also refiled a hearing order to advocate for traffic calming infrastructure on main streets and in areas of high foot traffic. Additionally, he joined Councillor Enrique Pepin on a hearing order regarding school zones in Boston. In April 2024, the City Council passed the Mayor's Michelle Wu's ordinance to require third-party delivery giants, example Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash, to obtain a permit. It remains unclear, however, if drivers will be able to obtain liability insurance. Additional concerns regarding enforcement also persist. Last fall, an individual died weeks after a collision near Copley Square, so Councillor Flynn maintains it's now critical for the council to act to prevent more injuries or even fatalities. Moreover, Councillor Flynn's ordinance to regulate all e-bikes in the city intends to provide clarity and consistency on the regulation of e-bikes, including Class 3 e-bikes, which are currently classified as mopeds in the city of Boston, according to a statement from his office. Since 2022, the city of Boston encouraged large third-party food delivery companies to have drivers use two-wheel vehicles, while the companies also incentivized workers to prioritize speed over safety to get more assignments and higher ratings. The result has been a significantly worsened pedestrian safety crisis, with mopeds and e-bikes going over 20 miles an hour through red lights and stop signs nearly every day, Council Flynn stated. No reasonable person believes the rules of the road can continue to be optional. It can no longer be the Wild West on the streets of Boston. News briefs by Patriot Bridge staff. Classical guitar concert. Classical guitarist Gail Solal will perform in concert on Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. The concert is part of Boston Classical Guitar Society 2025-26 Artist Series. Gail will perform works by Hetra Villa-Lobos, Ernesto Narizeth, Goenga, Egberto Gismonti, and Roland Dienz. The concert will be held at the First Lutheran Church of Boston, 299 Berkeley Street, Boston. For concert and ticket information, go to https://bostonguitar.org event Gail Solal. Author talk with Virginia Pye on marriage and other monuments. Tuesday, February 24th, 7 to 8 p.m., First Church, Boston, 66 Marble Street, Boston. A story of race, politics, and marriage. Come hear author Virginia Pye discuss her latest book, Marriage and Other Monuments. Learn more and reserve a spot on Eventbrite. Website https tinyearl.com/FCB Virginia Pye. Copies of the book will be for sale by Trident Booksellers. Call to Artists. Artist Group of Charlestown has opened a call to artists for its upcoming spring exhibition, Freedom Is. Freedom has many definitions. For many, freedom is a literal physical state of taking up space without dire consequences. For others, freedom is a state of mind or spirit, breaking free from habits and mindsets that no longer serve them. Freedom can be given rightfully or it can be hard fought. Regardless of circumstances, freedom is a human desire. Freedom is encourages the artist to openly interpret their association with the word. The artist is free to express themselves from any point of view, personal, political, philosophical, historical, as visual art. All media are accepted, including 2D collage drawing, painting, printmaking, photography, and 3D, sculptures, ceramics, glass, and fiber arts. Submissions will be accepted through March 31st, 2026 at midnight. The exhibition is juried by Charlestown artist Martha Starr. To submit or for information, visit www.artistgroupofcharlestown.com. Freedom Is opens at the Stove Factory, 523 Medford Street, Charlestown, on Patriots Day weekend, and is held concurrently with events in Boston leading up to and commemorating the 250th anniversary of American independence. The exhibition will run from April 17, 2026, Patriots Day weekend, through May 3, 2026. Massachusetts RMV announces special MA-250 low number plate lottery by Patriot Bridge staff, special to the Patriot Bridge. The Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles, RMV, is celebrating President's Day by announcing a special low number lottery featuring the state's new 250th anniversary plate. Residents can apply starting today, February 16th at 9 a.m. and have until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 17th, 2026. Further information is available at mass.gov/mass250plate. The Massachusetts 250 years of independence plate is emblematic, red, white, and blue, and is now the most popular specialty plate in the Commonwealth, with more than 57,000 issued in just over 7 months. The plate features a blue background with the year 1776 surrounded by 13 stars and the phrase 250 years of independence at the bottom. There are 1,000 plates available through the lottery, numbered 1 through 999, and including the symbolic 1776. Massachusetts is a state of many firsts, and it is only appropriate that we celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary, honoring our shared history with the opportunity to celebrate civic pride with a commemorative low-number license plate through a lottery. This is a fun but meaningful and visible tribute to the historic occasion, allowing residents to participate in this once-in-a-lifetime event, said Interim MassDOT Secretary and MBTA General Manager Philip Eng. Last May, the RMV has offered the patriotic theme higher number plates online as part of the Massachusetts 250 festivities. We are so excited to continue the celebration of American and state history by enabling all qualified Massachusetts residents a chance to win a coveted low number on the popular commemorative plate. The RMV is thrilled to partner with the Massachusetts State Lottery and benefit from their lottery expertise. And thank you to the RMV team for their incredible efforts in planning this event, shared Registry of Motor Vehicles Registrar Colleen Ogilvy. The event represents a unique opportunity to combine historical recognition with public engagement in a way that aligns with the lottery's mission. A commemorative low lottery plate is likely to generate strong interest from residents across the state while honoring an extraordinary milestone in our state's history, said Massachusetts State Lottery Executive Director Mark William Bracken. Applications for the special 250th anniversary plate low number lottery will be available at My RMV Online Service Center, located under the plates button, beginning at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 16, 2026. To be eligible for the low number plate lottery, applicants must apply by 5 p.m. on Friday, April 17, 2026. Requests for specific plate numbers will not be honored. Plates will be awarded using an electronic random number generation system. Applicants should note that There is no fee to apply for the lottery. All specialty plates have a biennial $40 special plate fee, along with a registration fee of $60. The initial registration fee may vary depending upon the applicant's current plate expiration date and the expiration date of the winning plate number. Customers are also encouraged to visit the RMV's website or follow at MassRMV on X, formerly Twitter, for additional details about the lottery. In addition, the lottery plate applicants will be sent a notification from the RMV to email to the email address they provided with lottery event details. The lottery winners will be announced on May 7th, and the residents will be able to watch the event online via the RMV website. Following the event, results will be available on the RMV website. RMV low rate plate lottery rules and eligibility requirements. A person known as applicant who applies for the Massachusetts 250 low number license plate lottery must be a Massachusetts resident with a current active Massachusetts registered and insured passenger motor vehicle. As a condition of the application process, applicants consent to their name, zip code, and any other information that is required to be released in accordance with the Massachusetts public laws record. Only one entry per applicant will be accepted, regardless of the number of active passenger motor vehicle registration the applicant has on file with the RMV. The following are ineligible to participate: companies and corporations, commercial vehicles and motorcycles, any employee of MassDOT, including but not limited to executive-level employees, RMV, highway, MBTA, rail and transit, aeronautics, all shared services with MassDOT, and contract employees, any employee of the Mass Lottery, including but not limited to the executive-level employees and contract employees, immediate family members of any Mass DOT employees as described above in Mass Lottery. This includes parents, spouses, children, and siblings. An applicant whose Massachusetts registration is not active, status at the time of entry, at the time of the lottery, at the time of the plate swap. An applicant with outstanding violations or obligations reported to the RMV. I'm Eileen, and you've been listening to publication February 19th of the Charlestown Patriot Bridge. Thank you for listening to the Talking Information Center.